Though our Lord Jesus Christ was rich, he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The short form. Jesus said to his disciples, "The person who is trustworthy is very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. And the person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great things. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with the true wealth? If you are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? Your servant can serve. No servant can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Be seated. So we all understand we cannot serve two masters. But many questions arise. If you have no money, can you live? Surely you will say no. So what about money? And about God? Where is God? You cannot see God, but you can see your money. So it's very difficult to understand the meaning of Jesus towards us. I think if Jesus gave us a body, so we have to make our body strong. We need to eat. Money is something just value that you can be better for your health. But what Jesus expects us, don't put all the importance in material goods, including your health. Of course, we have to keep our health strong. But if day and night think about your health, you can't help. God looks after everything. So more important is your soul. There is a space uniquely for him. I think the Old Testament say God is a jealous God. He expects our whole hearts. Do you know why? Because he loves us unconditionally. Not because we are good. He just loves us as we are. So at least you have to understand God is really your shepherd. He knows his sheep, and his sheep listen to him. There's a kind of relationship between us and God. Without God, you say money is important, you will ask many rich people just one question: are they really happy? They might tell you, frankly, not all the time. Peace comes from the Lord, not because you're strong. Many strong people, they are weak in the soul. Jesus is giving us the real meaning of life, God's presence in your soul. So at times you might feel desperate in a situation working in Hong Kong. It's not only yours, ours. I cannot say I'm really 100% satisfied with what we're living in, the situation. Thank the Lord that not all things are perfect. Otherwise, we'll be satisfied for our own sake. And that's the meaning. Why Jesus left us some crosses so that we can renew every day the trust. That's why the word of divine mercy, Jesus' Sacred Heart to Sister Faustina, Jesus, I trust in you. This trust, it doesn't mean you don't have to work. If you don't breathe, you die. You cannot say, oh, God is with me, so I can close your eye, close your mouth, and close your nose, and then you... That's not true. God give you the spirit to work in existence apart from other things, apart from your own peace of soul, also for the benefit of one another. But two or three are united in my name, I am in your midst. So that's the secret of a Christian truth. We are not living for ourselves. We are one body, one mind in the Lord. You can understand why they're so important, the relationship. Relationship with God also important, that we need mutual love. If there's no mutual love, there's no experience of the presence of God among us. So important. If you keep things of yourself all the time, you have no space for your neighbor. So you might have some pain in your leg, right? You are holding your hand all the time. Might be it's painful. Leave it. Leave the hand free. Otherwise, you keep things of yourself and not for the Lord. Pray for her, right? This is the meaning of our sharing. And this is our calling. Leave every material good aside. First of all, keep Jesus in our midst. Not only among yourselves, not only among Christians. If your boss, if your mom, if your little kids, be one with them. You have to lose yourself. You can be a great person in the Philippines. In the family, you can control everything. Now you are controlled by anger, right? At times, why? Only because of money? Perhaps, but not only. Perhaps this is a mission that through all this, that you are sent, consider yourself a missionary. Don't consider yourself just a mate in Hong Kong. In a title as a mate, but as a disciple of Jesus. St. Paul went everywhere, preach. He works with local people. He shared his life with others. He went to Greece, went to Rome, anywhere. He's part of the community there. He's part of, because he considered him, he is, not considered, he is an apostle of the Lord. He's sent. You are the same. You're sent here, although you don't have much material goods, but you have the heart. You have the spirit. Jesus just warned us, serve nothing else but the Lord. secondary. Your living livelihood is secondary. Important is to give the life of Jesus to one another, especially in the case in a pagan family. You have to witness by yourself many times. If you live the spirit of mutual love, the love of Jesus, His love is unconditional. His love always the first one to give. Do this. And this is the way. That's the meaning Jesus expects. Serve no two masters. Only one master is God. You serve God. Serve love as a mission. Don't just be called for the sake of money. Therefore, I stay here. I work just because of money. Not only. Your mission is a disciple of the Lord, apostle of the Lord, apostle of His love. So thank the Lord that gives us this decision. Otherwise, your life can be, negative. You might say, if my father has so much money, I don't have to come to the Hong Kong, I don't have to work so hard. Perhaps yes, and perhaps no. Even back in the Philippines, you can be millionaire. You can be very unhappy because you don't have God. You don't have the spirit of apostle. So we cannot decide anything. Actually, now this moment, be concrete. I'm here. I'm born here. I work here. You're not born here, but you work here. We are one mind, one heart in the Lord. I spread the gospel in my own way. You spread the gospel in different, your own way. But we are one. We have only one master. We don't serve any other things. And other things is secondary, because I need to live also. I need to have a house, not my house, but I live in the church. You cannot ask, I'm content myself to live in the street, outside. I'm not that great as Mother Teresa yet. We have learned, she's given a good example. Mother Teresa, serve the poor among the poor. Everybody has a different grace, different vocations. You don't be jealous of Mother Teresa. I have been in the house. I cannot stay long. It's difficult. Very difficult life. Of course, if they have vocation, they just enjoy every minute. But we have another vocation. But still, different way to profess our faith through your love. That's more important. St. Paul said, if you have no love, even if you sacrifice all your things, nothing. So keep this in mind. Jesus is inviting today through the gospel. We have to keep Him, first of all, in our hearts and share with one another. Keep this Jesus present among us, especially every Sunday you come together. Renew this mutual promise that you love one another. So keep this fire in you, the fire of Jesus in your heart. So wherever you go, you serve the Lord, not for the sake of money. You only one master, that's God. We serve Him for our whole life. So we entrust our littleness, our small life into His great life, so that what St. Paul said today is not that I live, but Jesus lives in me.